And at this time of the year, many parents feel they can't help stepping over the line between generosity and indulgence. Commentator Peggy Waymeyer recalls two Christmases that helped her family find the balance.
It was the year my daughter Lauren turned 10. I had stood in endless lines, day after day, for all the important items on her list. A boombox, a remote control car, a camera, a basketball net. But that morning, there was no shriek of delight as Lauren unwrapped her gifts under the tree. Instead, this is what my husband and I heard. "This isn't the color car I was thinking of. I wanted the boombox with the big speakers. And books? I hate reading." I was so devastated I could hardly speak. How had my children become so ungrateful? They had all the material pleasures of a dream childhood, and we had tried to expose them to less fortunate people, taking gifts to church for poor children, delivering toys to the home of a Cambodian refugee family. Clearly, drastic action was needed. "I'm taking all your gifts back," I said. "If you want them, you can work for $5 an hour and earn them, just like Dad and I do." I remember that year as the Christmas I stopped indulging. My children remember it as the Christmas Mom turned into Mrs. Scrooge. But I shouldn't have been surprised at my daughter's sense of entitlement. Every year, I was spending more and more on my kids, all the while expecting them to understand that the true spirit of Christmas was in the giving. Now I could see it was my working mother's guilt, coupled with our neurotic need to see the girls shriek with delight on Christmas morning. So we stopped overdoing it. A few Christmases later, my husband and I gave each of the girls a brightly colored gift catalog. Not with designer jeans, iPods, and sparkly makeup. This catalog came from the charity where I now work. It had goats, chickens, vaccinations, and mosquito nets. Nothing my kids needed, but everything that a billion other not-so-fortunate kids needed. We gave the girls a budget and a choice. "Here's how much we'd normally spend on you at Christmas. We'd like you to think about giving one of your gifts away to one of these kids." To my surprise, both girls took this task seriously. They read about children from Honduras to Uganda to Iraq. And several days later, Lauren presented a long list of everything she wanted to buy in the catalog. "But honey," I said, "if you get all that, you'll use up your budget." "That's really what I want to do, Mom," she said. "These kids need so much. I don't need anything." I have to confess, I had mixed feelings that Christmas morning, looking at our tree without the familiar piles of presents. But the best gift was the one my husband and I received, seeing our girls turn into young women who would choose compassion over self-indulgence.
Commentator Peggy Waymeyer is host of the World Vision Report, a syndicated radio program.